It's time for our Festivus Day edition of Sporting a Cause with Willie Hallahan. And if you don't believe me, check your calendars, because December 23rd is Festivus. Festivus for the rest of us, which was really made famous by Seinfeld, but it is an actual holiday that was put together by an author years before that. But everybody remembers Festivus pole and the feats of strength and stuff like that. But let's go and move on to a guy who not only celebrates Festivus but also all the holidays, Willie Hallahan from SportingACause.com. Willie, nice to speak to you today.
Good morning, Marshall. Festivus, I would have dressed up if I had known.
That's right. Festivus for the rest of us. But, you know, we are now in the beginning of wintertime, because winter has officially begun. But there's still plenty of stuff for you to talk about, the fundraising and everything that's associated, like, with sports.
Yes. The sports themselves change form, of course, in the changing seasons. They slow down at the holiday time, but there are things still to talk about. The MTM Holiday 5K was held yesterday, for example, up in New Ashford, Mass. That's part of the township of Pittsfield, a holiday-themed run. There are many of them. And that's pretty much the last running event for the 2018 year. There's one on New Year's Day that I'll talk about shortly. And this coming week, Salisbury winter sports activities pretty much dominate the calendar. On this Thursday, the 27th, at the Academy Building in downtown Salisbury, there is a reception that the Salisbury Association has put on to feature an exhibit that they mounted, specifically Sarah Morrison, who's one of the trustees of the Salisbury Association and a great friend of SWASA, put this exhibit together to show SWASA's history, which is a very colorful one, and our programs. And the reception, actually the exhibit started on the 20th, and we'll run through February, but this Thursday they're having a reception that everyone's invited to. It's from 5 to 7 p.m., and free, of course, will be light refreshments. And the emphasis for the reception is on our youth ski jumping program. Our very charming coach, Ariel Picton, will be there. She's the coach, the jumping coach, and she'll explain the youth ski jumping program and ski jumping in general to whoever comes. And that's for anyone who wants to come. That's Thursday, 5 to 7 at the Academy Building in downtown Salisbury. Now, the following 2 days, Friday and Saturday, the 28th and 29th, are the ski jumping jump camp days. It's going to be held from 9 to 3 each of the 2 days. It's $50 per child, ages 7 and up. A child has to have their own skis and boots and helmet, so they pretty much have to have been on skis before and have their own, the helmet being the most important part, no poles necessary. And they don't have to be great skiers. In ski jumping, you don't have to know how to turn, pretty much, especially on the small hill, you go straight down. And so you don't need to be a proficient downhill skier. If you have skis and boots and a helmet, you're certainly eligible. And the $50 includes 2 days of training and practice on the small 20-meter hill. Lunch is included both days. A free T-shirt to the first 25 registrants. Typically, we'll get 30-some youngsters, which is great for ski jumping. It's one of those fringe sports that not a lot of people are drawn to. But so that's a great number for us. And if the great thing about this is, after those 2 days, if your child enjoys it, likes it, and wants to continue, they can come back and train for the rest of the winter season on the 20-meter hill. Ariel will be there, I think, like 2 week night afternoons and evenings. We have lights up so you can jump in the dark, or, you know, in the evening with the lights on, and 1 weekend day for the rest of the season. So it's for that $50, if they like the sport, it can take you a long way. And then next Sunday, the 30th, we got something with the 27th, 28th, 29th, and the 30th over at Hotchkiss School at the rink is the annual Housatonic Valley Regional High School hockey alumni varsity fundraiser game. And the alumni, the alumni players, the people who want to compete, the cost is $20 per player, and spectators are welcome for $5 a piece. And they'll be selling pizza and goodies and drinks and so forth, of raffles, and that's to benefit a specific family of a specific person. One of the great things about a lot of schools have fundraisers for their own benefit, but this particular one always gives the money to a local family or person in need, and that's, again, the case this year. There's a longtime assistant coach, Sarah Smith was her name, who passed away, and the proceeds are going to her family, so it's a very nice cause. And then on Tuesday, January 1st, New Year's Day, is the Milton Resolution 5K run. This is the 29th year that this race has been run. Milton is a little village within the township of Litchfield, and they've been running that for years, rain, snow, or shine, and the benefit is the recreation program in Litchfield, which is very, very active. So that's pretty much the next week or 10 days. It actually ends up being pretty active now that I look at it. I was thinking there wasn't much going on, but there is that. And then we don't have to get far into the new year when there's another bond spiel at the Norfolk Curling Club. That'll be the end of January. And then in February, believe it or not, it seems like only a month ago we had our last one, is Jump Fest. This is the 94th year, I think, of the Eastern Ski Jumping Championships in Salisbury at Satry Hill. Same place where the little ones will be learning how to ski jump this coming week. The best ski jumpers in the East, junior ski jumpers, will be coming to vie for a spot on the junior national team. And what I say over and over again, because I can't say it enough, is that if, when you go to see the ski jumpers at Jump Fest in Salisbury, you will be seeing future Olympians. They're that good. The East is always represented on the American Olympic team. During the Olympics in Sochi, Russia, for example, there are four slots for Americans on the ski jumping team. Three out of the four were Eastern jumpers, and all three of them we've watched grow up every year at Jump Fest. So sort of like going to see a farm team baseball game and try to figure out who's going to make the major leagues, the same holds true during Jump Fest. It's a three-day, a Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, but the same jumpers will be jumping all 3 days, and you get a chance to see the best in the East.
You know, I think back to my first association with the ski jumps. Real Earnest Association was back in 1987 when we started covering it for the original AM 1020 WKZE at the time.
Yep.
And I used to play the music for the dance before, and get to meet the ski jumpers.
Yep.
And they were just wild and crazy kids.
Yep.
Back then. And not much has changed. The kids seem a little more, I don't know. Maybe it was the foreign guys that used to come. They always used to amaze me to jump. But I'm always amazed at their youth and their exuberance and what they give over the course of the weekend.
Well, yeah, it's true. And there's... there are certain similarities you can divine over time about kids who ski jump. For one, they tend to be they're well poised. When you're speaking with them, they're articulate. They're very self confident, and they have to be. They're jumping through the air. They're jumping. You know, you have to feel good and confident in your own abilities to be able to ski jump successfully. And that carries through, I think, in the rest of their lives. If you talk to not so kids anymore, but adults now who are in the program, they all have great things to say about what that meant for them in their life, how it may have channeled their direction in life, or some of these attributes like self-awareness and self-confidence and so forth. That seems to be a common theme that runs through the kids who jump, and we're gratified that they glean things like this from jumping.
And another thing that I always remembered Nick Collin, and who used to handle, I can't believe I forgot his name, publicity.
Bill Appleyard.
Bill Appleyard.
Yes.
They would come in and they would tell, the horrifying stories of needing to get ice chips and snow from places, because it's so much different now with how you can make snow and what you do than it was then. And the stories that went on about how what they used to do to get snow and ice to cover the hills, it was absolutely amazing.
Oh, it was wild back in the day before, as you said, before our snowmaking capabilities. They used to go around, they being the directors, in pickup trucks, and if we didn't have the natural snow, they'd go around to parking lots where snow had been piled up, or to snow fences, hedgerows, wherever snow was blown into drifts, and shovel it into pickup trucks, schlep it over to Satry Hill, and then drive it up to the top of the hill and put it on the in-run. And then we used to also use ice shavings from the local rinks, Salisbury School especially.
I remember the story, though, that I was being told about how they were sitting at a coffee shop one day, and there was no snow on the ground. And there was no snow forecast, major snow forecast. And all of a sudden, it started to snow. And it snowed for like 6.5 to 7 hours. Yeah. And they actually got no snow on it.
Yeah. And they were right at the brink of canceling.
Yeah.
Because that's when they would gather at the Salisbury Pharmacy and make that decision. If a decision had to be made, some years clearly, there's plenty of snow. But yeah, they were just gathering there to say, okay, well, I guess we got to cancel this year. And then all of a sudden, out of the heavens, came the snow. You're right; it came down in quantities, and the show went on.
There's just a million great stories if people don't know the history of the Salisbury Winter Sports Association.
Hopefully, there'll be some of those stories, and the people to tell them at the exhibit at the. This coming Thursday,
with the Salisbury at the Salisbury Association.
Absolutely. And people, I'll restate that the show is going on for it started last week and will go through February, so there'll be plenty of opportunities to see the exhibit. I don't know what the hours are of the Salisbury Association, but virtually every day, I think, at least Monday through Friday, you'll have the opportunity to see the exhibits. This Thursday evening that we have the reception, so you can come and talk to there'll be a lot of us directors there as well, but Ariel Picton is our coach. She'll be there, and it'll be a fun time.
All right. Well, Willie, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy Festivus. And also,
thank you, Marshall. You do the same, and now I got to go dress up for the rest of Festivus.
All right. I'll speak to you next week.
Take care.